Yeah, you know what it is. It's the janitor. I'm not a janitor, but, you know, it's just catchy. I've been talking to a couple co-workers and producers. No, I've just been talking to people, and the janitor is just a lot more catchy. Yeah, podcast peers. Shout out to,
Over the fence?
Over the fence, you feel me? You know what it is, because motherfuckers is over the fence. I've been offline for a little bit. Brother passed away, so, you know, I've been trying to deal with that. Cope with that situation. My best friend's in prison for it, you know. I don't really think he did it, but...
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is that the guy you said they're shipping off to Utah?
Yeah. He's done. I think he just took rap for the third person, I won't say male or female, who was in the whip, who I believe was driving. You know, so...
Dang. So that's manslaughter? That's at least 6 years.
Vehicular manslaughter by the second degree. They're trying to charge him with that.
That's at least 6 years.
And I told him, and I was like, honestly, say you're a drug addict. I was like, just say you're a fucking addict.
Just get because, a good lawyer.
Uh-huh, he does.
He'll get out of there at three after good behavior.
Actually, he's in an unknown location that's not, I guess, like, or is going to be that isn't a prison. And I think they're trying to send him to a long-term, like, program, which is good, you know, because he needs that to not be in prison. Anyhow, you know what it is. Tuning in with the janitor, yeah, and
there's some lulls, but what was I asking this guy?
We got the lonely boys here. But we got one.
One of the two.
I'm in Cali. You know what it is. I forgot to mention that. I've been in Cali since Monday night. I'm leaving Sunday morning. I was supposed to leave this morning, but. Circumstances came up to, you know, the fact that I had to stay a little bit longer. Right on. Right on. Oh, God. So, yeah, everybody, you know. Uh-huh. Thanks for tuning in. So what you got for us today? What's going on with you?
I've been working, chilling. You've been the one with that. Been busy.
I've been moving.
Been grooving, huh?
Yeah. I just had a lot of people I had to come and see, connect with. A lot of people I didn't want to see or connect with. And I haven't seen them, so, you know. We got Laika. She's the mascot for the Lonely Boys and the janitor.
Does it feel good sitting outside and not being 100 and something degrees?
Yeah, matter of fact. And you know what's crazy, too, is I sit outside... And I have my shirt off. I have some lotion on. I throw on the bracelets for the mosquitoes on both legs and both arms. And I'll throw on the bug spray around my neck, face, behind my ears, because they like to hit this whole area because you don't really feel it there as often. So every time I go outside to smoke and chill, bro, I have to prepare for war, bro. It's ridiculous. It's like getting ready for like a whole ass wedding. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, long sleeve, everything, high socks, high shoes, fucking. You know what I mean?
Right now, the janitor has his pants tucked into his socks. It looks like.
No, the pants just string up at the bottom, so it's a style.
It's joggers or whatever.
Yeah, honestly, people see me wear this and they're like, "You're not from around here, huh?"
They tell you that?
I was like, "Yeah, dead ass." They're like, "You're not from around
Texas
here."
In Texas or here?
No, in Texas.
Yeah.
They're like, "You're not from around here," and I'm like, "No, I'm not." I'm like, "What gave it away?" And they're like, "Well, the pants and your tattoos." I'm like, "Oh, right on."
No one has tattoos out there?
I mean, not like dead ass tattoos like this, unless you're a real ass like. Thug out there, you know, but I haven't even seen a gang member out there. I've seen tagging, I've seen North there. That's about it. No, nothing else out there. And I live in like the outskirts of Dallas. Uh-huh.
What is it called?
The Colony.
The Colony.
It sounds all racist, huh?
It sounds like. Like, you guys are trying to survive a nuclear wasteland.
Yeah, we're the Colony, you feel me? We're like the Walking Dead and shit.
Yeah.
The Colony. You should read Titan This.
What is that about?
The wood.
Oh, re-tighten this.
Yeah, tighten it. Re-roll it.
It was ripped right there, so I had to make it smaller. I had to make some adjustments.
Yeah. the fuck happened?
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm gonna tell him I'm in the middle of a podcast.
Have you tried doing a podcast with them?
No, actually, I'm gonna do one probably tonight.
That'd be a good idea. That'd be a great idea. A
little podcast.
Yeah. And it's, and you know, it's low key, like, it's cool in Texas. But it's also, like, not cool because niggas, bro, people don't hang out with people out there. Like, you have to know people prior. You know what I'm saying? Like, making friends is possible, obviously, but only when you're working. You can't just go meet somebody or talk to somebody really. Like, there's no buses. That's another thing I forget to mention. In the area, there's not a bus.
Do you bike everywhere?
Yeah, you, or you have to drive. Or you walk. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you don't, you couldn't even make it 3 miles because of the kind of heat you're enduring and dealing with. Mind you, there's a whole lot, it's like, there's a desert that, or a sandstorm that came from the Sahara, or no, not even the Sahara, from across the Caribbean from Africa or something. And it's in Texas right now. It's in Florida, Texas, like all of the East Coast, Midwest, kind of, you know?
So what does it look like, and what you haven't seen yet?
Dude, it's scary. It's huge. It's huge, bro. You can't see even half a mile down the street. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, holy shit. Like, could be getting high.
Huh?
She gets high.
She doesn't really like it, but she, you'll see her eyes like get red.
Yeah.
She hangs out. And honestly, it'd be hella funny. I swear, sometimes she waits to eat for when I smoke around her. I think she gets a little high and like starts getting hungry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's kind of unfortunate, but.
What?
Because I used to notice. When I was smoking all the time, I couldn't eat without smoking first.
That's true. If she's hungry, she'll eat, though.
Yeah.
Dang, yeah, well, before I would just smoke and then eat.
But, really? You
know, yeah. But, you know, that's not good, because then you eat hella.
Yeah. But I was tired as fuck last night.
Why? Just from adventures?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe because, oh, it's because I'm too, and it's crazy. I'm programmed, bro. Forgot to mention, I got sick when I hit, I think like El Paso or San Antonio in Texas. And it was so crazy because I was sitting there on my phone just chilling, watching 60 Days In. And,
the one about prison?
Yeah. And then I started getting lightheaded. And I started getting sick, like I had to throw up, and I did. And then, what else happened?
On the bus?
Nah, I've been on the train, but we had to stop in San Antonio for like 8 hours. And we were arriving there, and what else happened? I swear to God, I almost fainted. Like shit around me got black, and I think it was because of the time zone just changed. And I was like, is it possible for us to get sick during an immediate transit? Because of like
the time zone?
The body knows internally somehow that, oh shit, I just moved from 2 hours up to 2 hours back. Because when I moved to Texas, bro, I was sleeping all fucking day.
Yeah.
Every day. All day. And I was why am I so tired?
It'd be hella funny when you went doing the podcast and be like, it's hella late. I'm like, nigga, it's barely 10.
Bro, it's like 12, damn near 12:30 over there.
That sucks. You're going back in time, dog. Did your watch, did your phone ever trip out?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I was noticing, too. I was like, my shit tripped out. I was like, that's why I'm sick. I'm like, it had to have been the time jump. You know? I told this man to re-roll this, and he didn't. No, let me see that, though. Next time, let me roll it.
No.
Yes. Yes, it's going to happen.
That one was just a bad wood.
No. They're all just bad woods.
I'm the wood master,
though. Not from what I'm seeing here.
My previous roles.
So there's a friend of mine who got back with his other friend, or with his ex, or whatever. She was over here fucking around with some other guy, and I like straight up told him, uh-huh. And I showed him receipts and proof, and he's still with her. I'm like, you fucking idiot.
What did he show? Like pictures or something? Or what? Yep. Instagram pictures.
Yep. And it's kind of hard to hit that, honestly. Yeah, but okay. Yeah, fucking.
Like this?
I'm like, I think I'm hella mad. And I really don't want to fuck with him or her. But, like, I kind of have to, almost. You know? Because I'm kind of living with their family out in Texas. You know? But it's just like.
Wait, so what happened?
I just told you. I don't want to say names.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways. And I'm hella disappointed. Because it's like, when are you going to grow a backbone? When are you going to fucking be able to stand up for yourself and say, this is enough, bro? Because this isn't the first time some shit. And it's not going to be the last time it's going to happen. Uh-huh. And motherfuckers hit me up and was like, hey, so pretty much I know you're the one who put me on blast about all of this. Thank you type shit. I respect you type shit. But next time, come check me type shit. Like, come talk to me before you go to him. And I was like, thinking in my head, I'm like, bro code, hell no. Like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? You're fucking with everybody's, like, emotional pockets and just hella shit. Like, I'm not finna. And then I have to hear about it and deal with it because it's around me. Nigga, I'm gonna say something about it. I know it's not my business, but if you put me in it, then nigga, I'm gonna speak up.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? It's not my business, but they both put me in it. So it's like, right on, I got you. Hey, watch this. You want to stop crying about it and move the fuck on? Here's something for you.
What's that say?
But then he's still doing it.
How's your housemates out there?
They're cool. I love them. They love me. They're cool. Real cool.
You have two of them?
Yeah, we're like family.
Yeah.
You know I mean, it's a woman and her daughter. You know, so that's cool. They're different kind of people, but they're super nice.
Yeah.
Super helpful and willing. Nothing like people out here. And I like it. Because I've met neighbors and shit. And they're hella dope. They're like cool. They like to talk to you and inform you about shit. You know what I mean? And it's just like, right on. And they talk. You know what I mean? Like, about real shit.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's pretty cool. I got me some ceiling-sized fucking tapestries. I'm going to send you some pictures. They're fucking wet.
You put them on your...
I'm gonna put one on my ceiling and one on my wall in my room because it's huge.
What is it? It's like one of those trippy ones that all college girls have?
No. Hell no. I have a dragon one and it's fucking sick. And it's sick, I'm telling you. I looked for hours trying to find the perfect dragon one. Then I copped it for like $50, maybe like 60 or 70. Like, honestly.
Uh-huh.
And then I got this other one that's you're on a planet and you can see the forms of it, mountains and everything, but you're looking at a bigger planet that's a different color. Uh-huh. And like, I think if I remember correctly, you can see like the sky and stuff, but
I'm so excited for them. I want them hella bad.
So you can put one on the top and one on the wall?
Probably, yeah. Delivered. Delivered. Oh, my mother.
Delivered?
Yeah.
I was in Texas?
Yeah.
Texas? You bought them out here?
This is one of them.
Yeah, no, that's pretty tight.
And I bought it for like...
That's the one you're going to put on your wall?
Possibly. I'm going to still decide first. You know?
Lead up.
And the dragon one is sick. It took me a long time to find this one.
What kind of dragon? European? Asian?
I don't know, but it's fucking wet.
Oh, that's a European dragon.
How do you know?
Because Asian dragon's like more slithery, right?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. It's 80 by 60. It's going to be hella big.
Look up the difference between the European dragon and the Asian.
All right.
Because you know the mythology.
What is the difference
between... Like the difference between a dragon that was part of, like...
So they're basically just different species, but the same.
They're not species.
No?
It's because the mythology of the cultures. I'm saying Asian dragons, and their culture draws them a certain style. And
really?
European dragons are designed a certain way, too.
There's no American dragons? There's yeah. Chinese dragons?
Jake Long.
Jake Long. Oh, God. That used to be my shit, too. Asian dragons.
Did you get that on the pod?
Yeah, it's all on the pod.
That was a good one.
And what else? What else? Don't ever mention the pod while we're potting, bro. That's lame.
No, I like bro, that's the lame. I like breaking the
wall. Right? Asian dragon and European dragons. Dragones. Wow, look how sexy that one is. It's not what I'm asking for. Oh, it is, huh? Aesthetic more associated with water, wind, and rain. So Asian dragons are more associated with water, wind, and rain.
Like snakes.
They are said to reside at the bottom of bodies of water or in the sky. But European dragons usually have lairs or in caves or castles. European dragons can breathe fire, but most Asian dragons can't. No, well that's cool. Right on.
Now you know your differences.
Yeah.
And that one was breathing fire, right? That one you got?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's still sick.
Yeah, it's sick. Looks like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Honestly, bro, I was so high when I was buying shit, bro. I bought these.
Let me see the snake. Where you get that?
No, it's an octopus ring.
Let me see. It's pretty. Can I take
wet.
It out?
Yeah. It was wet. It's just dipped in gold, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just tight.
Right? It doesn't make my finger green either.
You got it in the pool with it, though.
Huh?
Have you got it in the pool with it, though?
No. Throws it in.
Hey, get in.
Go get it.
It's tight, though.
Look, bro, you know I'm from Texas when I bring a blanket out here. I'm like, oh, it's not warm enough. Bro, I was out there for, like, obviously, like, a month. I'm leaving Sunday morning, but, what was I going to say?
Man, damn. I got a four-day weekend. I'm chilling.
Do you really?
4 days, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that I was going to be, that I was letting, my, or having myself stay, for the 4th of July, basically. You know?
We're gonna do something here.
Oh, you are?
They are. I think it's in my way.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
It's my, it's like a birthday party for my brother's kid. Was that my nephew?
Let me bring like 10 people over. No? Well, just have hella beers. Sit back here in the corner.
other dog shit and just fucking pop
out. I'm down to do that, not at the party.
How about illegal fireworks?
My neighbor got hella fireworks and my brother's friend.
Yeah. So I'm bringing them.
But I'm not a real fireworks guy. I did my stuff, you know. I was like, after a while, it gets boring.
One of my homies, I'm not even finna say his name, but one of my homies was fucking around with some fireworks not too long ago. Uh-huh. Like maybe a couple weeks ago. And he blew off his thumb. This whole way. I swear on my
life.
This just happened.
Listen, no way.
I swear to God, listen. He blew off his thumb.
Did they put it back on?
No. Like, they tried to. I'm sure they did, but, like, from what I've seen, I haven't seen his healing process in, like, a couple days, maybe, like, 7-8 days. But, like, listen, his thumb was gone, like, a lot of it. His finger was just ripped. Two of his fingers, I think, like, three, maybe. Just ripped, shredded, because there was a defective firework, and everybody needs to watch out for those. And it blew up in his hand and on his face. I remember the night when he posted it. It was bad, bro. He had blood all in it, bro. He can't see out of one of his eyes.
Damn, this is weird.
Like, this concerns me about these things being around my kids. Over here? Yeah. No. Yeah, and I think it was Hayward, San Leandro, or
Oakland. What did he have? M1000 or something?
I didn't ask specifics, but I just know he kind of just let everybody know who's been concerned about him, kind of in general on a post. Mm-hmm. He explained what happened. And I was like, holy shit. I am not touching any fireworks anytime ever. I'm probably just going to let other people do it.
Yeah, I'm not going
to do it. I'm going to let other people. I'll watch.
Yeah, I can show you some videos.
I'll record. You know what I'm saying? I'll support and everything. I'll be like, yeah, you like that motherfucker. Hell yeah. You know? Hella excited. But I wouldn't do it. I mean, I'll probably do something, though, you know? Grown ass man. But nah, still, though, like.
Look, even when I light fireworks, too, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm out of there. But like I said, it was a defective firework. So that does happen. You know how many fucking fire accidents happen in a year? I think it was like 2,000.
Yeah, I'm trying to say.
Maybe more. Like, Google it. Is this you?
Yeah.
It's Young Chu?
That's
Young Chu?
I think I was even wearing this.
Oh, shit. One time?
Huh?
One time, I was living in Oakland, and this is a true story, I swear to God, my life. And me and my friends had, like, hella M80s, I think, those triangle ones.
Uh-huh.
And we had hell of them. I'm talking about, like, maybe 100, 150 to, like, 200. And we had decided to... We thought about a toilet bowl, and we were like, bro, that's too much shrapnel. Like, we gotta.
I know, that's why we just went to the fucking train track.
Oh, shit. It flew over to you.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, holy shit. So, we decided to.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, we decided. I wish I had my old phone, because I still have the video. We decided to take a sewer thing out of the ground, like a sewer lid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we strung up. Oh, a trash can. That's gonna blow everywhere. Yeah.
That's crazy, huh? That shit was funny. I have enough with
that. That's hella funny. And then we strung up hella the M80s together, hella tight, like, you know, and like had them all sitting together.
You made a bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of made a bomb. Like, uh-huh. A little bit. I'm not going to say where and who was involved. But anyways, we took the lid, that heavy-ass lid off the ground, and we lit them, and we had, like, three packs. I tied, like, 10, maybe 15 on mine, and my other three friends did too. And we were like, low key, we were trying to compete on who can blow up like the biggest, you know? But then I had the smartest idea, kind of throwing it all in there together at the same time. And so we threw it in there, and I'm talking about, bro, like it blew up all damn near in sync. And I was recording, and what I seen was the ground implode and explode. It said shoo, boom, bro, like the concrete wrote, like went sunk in and then shot out, like it was like it took a breath. And we were like, oh, shit, bro. And we hit, like, a couple car windows with the shrapnel. Yeah, bro, the rocks. Psh, bro, it was bad. It was bad. We were in East Oakland. East Oakland. No, but, hey, look, this is how it was hella bad. It was hella fun, though. Hella scary. It was lit.
The time I almost died. So, those are big ones, right? Oh, I
thought it was. You almost died?
No, I did. I was dying. I was just joking. But, yeah, hold it. Keep on watching. Watch to the end. So I was just filming, huh? I was just busy filming. Watch.
Oh my god.
The third one didn't even go up. It stayed there. It got stuck.
That's a defective fucking fire. You gotta be careful with those.
So you see two of them go. Shoo. Shoo.
Yeah, one. Here goes one, and then two.
And then I look up, and then I'm just looking up.
Where's the third one?
Boom! I was like, ooh, shit. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I was pretty far away from him anyway.
Yeah. I hope nothing happens to anybody this year that I know, really. Or anybody else, you know? My little homie, it might fuck him up, too, because he was a firefighter in the works, bruh. And bro. Yeah, he's like a young kid. He's like 19, probably dead. I'm only like 4 years older than that, but still, you know what I mean? Like, it's a young kid.
Yeah, it's been cool, you know, a little local podcast.
Yeah.
No remote podcast today.
No remotes. No remotes.
Cause I, for this guy, I even set up some questions and everything.
Did you? Where is he? Where is he from?
He's originally from Richmond, but I think he lives in Bakersfield right now.
He lives in Bakersfield, right on. Yeah.
He has a good amount of followers.
He does. Podcast. We got to stick to this, huh?
Yeah.
Damn near.
Do Instagram for your pod. Just make that Jaya, or the other one that you'd be posting random shit in your podcast.
Why? I want to post random shit.
All right, make a podcast then.
I can because I do have another Instagram.
You have another one?
I have four Instagrams, yes. I was a crazy man at one point, and I had to check in on my exes.
All right, so, okay, so what do you make one of those?
I will.
How many followers is the None. One you're going to make? None?
None. Right. It's only, honestly, I only made that Instagram just to lurk and to, follow all the famous annoying ass pages that always fucking post. Always. You know, all day to where you can't find any of your friends on your timeline. And you're like, fuck, I gotta unfollow all of these. But I still wanna follow them. What am I gonna do? Yeah. Fuck it, I'll make a new Gmail. I'll make a whole new Instagram account.
Hey.
And I'll be straight. And, So, yeah, I really... That's how I find a lot of my memes is on my lurking page because I just follow hella funny... I follow fight pages, car stuff, everything, anything. You know?
Just to look at some cool shit?
Yeah, really. And then I send it over to my main Instagram and then I'll just fucking repost it, you know?
What was that?
Like, you know, posting. I found some funny ass shit. Yeah. Like, everybody, look. Have you seen what I've been posting?
Yeah, you've been posting some funny stuff.
Some funny ass, yeah, right? You follow my other page, my Geo1995. It's dope, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty dope, right? I just post dope ass shit, you know? It takes me a good amount of time to find shit.
Yeah? Yeah. You just be there like this?
Yeah, honestly, just at work.
That's the only reason I created the podcast. I mean, the Instagram.
Yeah.
I'd be bored at work, and sometimes I'll just make fun. You see the followers going up, though.
On the... On what?
On my...
The Lonely Boys?
I've been following hell people on on podcasts. Like, I've been following hell podcasts.
Let me see. Oh, shit!
Is that a lot?
You don't have 512 followers. They're all fake-ass fucking bullshit people, huh? Let me see.
They're all podcasts.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Okay.
You see the comments. A lot of these people are just Danny and Andy.
Yeah.
But a little bit too out of, you know, this is a podcast.
I do gotta make a podcast Instagram. I'm about to do that, huh? Yeah.
Like you said, I don't even use it to watch my timeline because that shit is just packed right now.
Yeah.
Not falling asleep.
Hey, so eventually we're gonna have to delete podcasts or what? No, right?
No. Shout out, he cut me out.
Okay, I see the drip.
I need to more people, though. More people are trying to do crossovers, they call it.
Is that what it's called?
There's something, I don't know.
Really?
Hello, people. I just be asking them, like, yo, you want to do a podcast? I'm like, yeah. Just hit me up.
Right on.
I'm telling you, you should do it.
I'm about to start doing it.
This guy wants to do a podcast with you, too. So.
Who? That guy?
Fence. Yeah, he said, I think he heard our old podcast. And I told him, I was like, yeah, he's a podcaster too. He'll do one with you.
And what did he say?
He's like, I'm down.
Dude, I'm fucking cool down, dude. You know me. I'm down
listen
too.
Listen to his podcast. He's pretty funny.
Yeah?
And he's like,
I'm hilarious.
I know.
I'm hilarious.
He talks about the same shit we do.
Right on, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Over the fence. What's up?
Well, we kind of short or what?
What else? Nothing. You don't got anything else new?
Got a lot of shit new. Yeah, my question to you was a while ago. So what should I do about? Cause like, I'm just done fucking with a lot of dumbass people. Uh-huh. You know. So my partner who like has all these issues going on and shit. Like, I'm not hating on him at all. I'm just kind of over it. I'm done talking to them about it, trying to help them with their shit about it. So, like, is that wrong?
I don't know. Sometimes it's stressing you out more than you're helping, you know?
Right.
So
that's what I'm talking about. And it's just like, you know it's going to keep happening. And it's also disappointing because it's like, bro, I don't want one of my other fellow friends not have a backbone enough to be able to fucking say, all right, I need to get out of this kind of situation. Because, you know, you can't marry a person like that. Ever. You know what I mean? It's just not going to work out. And then when you're married, you have to split everything. You know, she's going to be the one to hit the divorce lawyer. Get that squalor. You know what I mean?
Do you think divorce lawyers just be, like, around? Just
yeah, bro. What do you think divorce lawyers do?
I know, but it just seems like women just get them so easy.
Huh? They do, because divorce lawyers know they're going to win.
Yeah. Or maybe they got a lot of friends that get one got divorced or something.
Nah, divorce. Most of the 50-50, or I think it was 60-40. It could have been a while ago, but 50-50 of relationships end up in divorce.
Yeah, I think it is 50%.
Marriages. Yeah. So, there's a 50% chance motherfuckers are going to win out of 50, out of 100%. So, you're going to take that risk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's just like, and in all reality, I feel like lawyers take it as a learning lesson. At one, a lot of points to this day, actually, people still say I should be some kind of lawyer or something, because I can talk, I can research all the shit. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm not trying to go to school for all of that. Like, I'm trying to be a podcaster.
Podcasting is where it's at right now.
This is where it's at right now.
Fuck being a lawyer.
But, what was I finna say? But shit just can't get past me. I'll tell you that right now. Lies and all. I was a compulsive liar. Uh-huh. I was the best of liars, manipulators, deceivers. I did anything and said anything I needed and wanted to just to get what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? Not to put down East Oakland, but like that's just how it raises you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not even something to be saying that East Oakland is being put down for, but it's just like, it's just how hard it is, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like you kind of have to do and say what you have to do and say to get anything you want, any means necessary. It just depends on the kind of hard person that you are, how bad you want it. Me, I'll do it with anything. I don't give a fuck. Well, I used to. Now, since I've been sober, not sober because I'm day drinking, you know, fuck it, 9:30, you know, when I got off, like, the meth, the coke, the shrooms, the molly, and all the other dumbass drugs I was contradicting my body with, I was able to think clearer and just act normal. You know what I'm saying? Instead of always being in a trend of, oh, I have to lie, do this, do that, say this, do that. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know where my point was going with that, because I just kind of started talking, but my point is, I think I'm frustrated with my partner to the point where it's just like, I'd rather just not even be around you or hear any of your bullshit anymore, you know what I mean? Just because, like, you don't have a backbone, you're not gonna do anything, you know?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So where do you get that drove from, though?
Out there.
That's what it looked like. Why?
So I had adopted this dog. Her name is Scarlett. She's like about 4 years old. And she was just being kept in a kennel all day. I didn't really like that. Uh-huh. So, you know, I was like, what's up? Like, let me have her type shit. And they're like, okay. I was like, right on, for sure. So she's been living with me in Texas. And she's awesome. But what was your question?
The weed.
Yeah. That's right.
So thinking about dogs.
Yeah. No, but listen. So I was walking her, and somebody from around the way knew her, that she belonged to my other homies, like mom type shit. And fucking, he came up and talked to her, and I was like, "Bro, where the weed at?" I'm like, "Where that?" He hooked me up with his connect, and then yeah.
Now you have a connect out there.
Probably. Yeah. $120 a half.
No way. That's alright. I guess we're in Texas.
I didn't like that price at all. I was like, 120.
Yeah.
I was like, he's used for a half?
He's used to smoking booth.
No. I was used to $80, $90 at the most. A hundred.
Smoking booth.
Everybody who's listening knows that 80, 90 in California is some dopery. You know it. You know you get halves or 60 from.
Oh, you're talking about
70.
A half? Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A whole half. Yeah. What'd you think I was saying? A zip?
Yeah.
For a zip? Oh, one dub? I'm grabbing that all day.
Yeah.
I'm grabbing that all day.
At the sesh. They don't got a sesh out there, huh?
Nope.
A
chocolate. I can take weed with me back there, though.
Yeah? Are you about to?
I don't know. Yeah, think about it. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But they do have, like...
I'm telling my friend he's sending out packs.
I know. I'm about to talk to him, too. I still have his number and everything. You could be the connect. I could be the connect, huh?
You got hella cards, too. He'll send it to you. Vacuum sealed.
And then what, I just sell it to old boy out there for, like, a lower deal, but not lower enough of what I'm getting it for?
Yeah.
You mean, like, a lower deal, you know what I'm saying?
Middleman, yeah. Make some cheese. Get some security guard cheese.
Fuck it.
Did you get more carts out there or nah?
Besides those 40 that were out there? Not yet, no.
Oh, you still have hella of those?
Yeah. Yeah, not me though. I sold them to somebody else.
Oh, you sold them?
Yeah.
You made a little pretty, some change?
Yeah, some petty cash out there, you know?
Yeah. Be the connect, dog. That shit looks like some fire though, in the jars and everything.
Yeah, it was some duty. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, it's not legal at all?
No. Not at all, nope.
Not medically or...
No. I don't think so.
See the plants? Bro, my shit's been getting eaten. I have to get these fucking pots.
Alright, well, we cutting it short or what?
I had a couple.
It's called these gophers. You see these holes?
Yeah.
Those are snake holes, gopher holes, or, Alright, everybody, he got a plant here.
Looking pretty healthy.
Looking pretty healthy and pretty alive and strong, so his address is... No, I'm just playing.
No, my friend's growing some over there in the train tracks.
Oh, really? Like this?
Like, let's say this is his fence. The train tracks on the other side. He's growing them on the train tracks, like, on his fence land. On the train tracks.
Really?
Wild, huh? Somebody's... When they're all ripe and done...
Look at this. Look, on the train line. Doo-doo. That's all funny. Who got clones? Huh? Who got female clones?
Why are you gonna take some up there?
Hell no, I know somebody who wants them. Like 20 of them.
20 of them?
Yeah, you are right though, the sesh, huh?
I think you only have it Thursdays.
On Thursdays, yes, because of COVID. But everything's already shut down in Texas because of the COVID. Again, like, as I was leaving, shit was already shut down.
This one looks hella funny. Because you got mutated or something. You see how it has, like, one leaf, two leaves? You got, like, mutated.
Where? Oh, this is... What's wrong with this one?
I don't know. It just got mutated somehow.
Is it working? Is it working correctly? Is it budding at all?
Well, it can't bud. It's not the time right now, but it's still vegging. But it got mutated or something.
Something, huh? It's a retarded one. Ready? It's all... I'm a marijuana plant. It got too high. Way too high. Ugh. All right, guys. Well, you heard it here. Live and in action.
He's attempting to play basketball.
Attempting, I'm a god.
He's breaking everything, so.
I'm making everything
splash. All right, guys. Well, follow him on the Lonely Boys on podcast on the Anchor.
Instagram.
Anywhere that you see the Lonely Boys podcast, you know who it is. It's the janitor. I'm gonna keep my name as the janitor. Fuck it. But right on. yeah, we'll be in touch. You know, I'll be online. You know.